Good afternoon, South Brunswick Junior High School. I'd like to welcome you to the stage this afternoon for your performance here at the UNH Clark Terry Jazz Festival. My name is James Odell. I'm from the Boston Conservatory. I'm looking forward to hearing your program today, and I hope you find my comments useful as you continue your good work throughout this year and beyond. So it looks like you have a great program for us today, and I just want to wish you the very best possible performance today here in the Johnson Auditorium. Good luck. Okay, good start here. You know, you get good full introduction. I like that duo there, opening duo with the tenor and the trumpet. And you guys do a nice job phrasing together. Yeah, you could take a little bigger breath there, trumpet especially. You got to get a little more air moving through that. Yeah, it's a nice feel, a nice groove. Bass, I feel, is really doing a nice job of locking in that walking line and the hi-hat and the drums. I like the addition of the vibe, especially. You got to keep that going, Saxis. Let it swing in that little solo. Good thoughts here. You got some really good little seeds of an ideas going. Make sure you're really understanding where the chord tones are in your solo. That's a nice little soft shout there. Trombones, I know you're young and some of you aren't as tall as others, but we got to get those bells to the side of the stand, which means moving so that the slide goes off to one side. It's a nice big trombone sound. And maybe try to have a little bit more of a rhythmic motive to play on there instead of so sustained. So thinking about what starts this tune, make it try to take some little fragments of that. Yeah, that's a good trumpet sound. You got some good ideas here. Don't be afraid to take a nice breath and get that out. You've got some good beginning ideas there. Sax is on this solo here. We have to make sure that we're phrasing together and also breathing together. Some of you are taking some breaths where others aren't, so I'd like to have you work that out. Yeah, a big shout section here, and really it's, you know, rhythmically this big 2D rhythm is good. We've got to work on a balance here, make sure that we're getting good equal voicings and equal support to the leads. Nice dynamic. Yeah, don't rush that. And here. Dee-doo-da-doo-da-doo-da-doo-da. There you go. Yeah, and we have to all watch here on the last, oh yeah. Okay, so that we're playing that dee-da all together. And I heard some people coming in early, some people coming in late, but really good eye communication there, especially with the drummer there and the rhythm section with your conductor there. That's one of those things that the pianist can't really see where the downbeat is unless you're kind of looking out of the corner of your eye. And so you just kind of have to kind of memorize those that last measure, dee-da, or the last two measures maybe. And then just turn your head slightly to the conductor, and you'll see where that happens. Okay? I also think that, again, that related to carriage and body posture, we need to try to get a little bit more sitting up straight. The tenor is on the end is a tall young man, I can see, and long legs and kind of a bigger, taller body. But we need to get the upper torso when you're sitting as if you're standing and feet flat on the ground. It's a nice sax section sound. Again, we're not all phrasing the same way. We need to make sure kind of working out where we're all going to breathe, or is it going to be staggered breathing? I think here on that sole too, guys, if you could let the decide where the phrase is going to go and build more peaks and valleys as you do that. It's a little chunky. It's a little downbeat oriented. But make it go up and then come down. Make it go down and then come back up. Yeah, those are really kind of complex chords. Intonation here, especially trumpets. You know, I'm wondering if we might try in the drums here, since this is a quasi ballad, you've probably tried brushes, but it just doesn't give enough pulse definition. I think I'd stay off of the bass drum too in this, because all of those strong beats are being carried in the electric bass. But anyway, going back to the drums, I'm wondering if you might try something where you might get a better sound, even if you use the brush on a cymbal rather than the closed hi-hat. So there's a little bit more whoosh to it, but you're still getting some definition. This is a hard, sustained blow for the brass, clearly, and harmonically, it's challenging. It's very, you know, a lot of complex harmonies there. Let the lead alto take the primary role there in that sole. Just a lot of intonation moments. This is a great chart for you to continue working on, because I think you can do a lot of good work with the piano and identifying some of these chordal moments and the harmonic relationship. Yeah, we kind of lost the bass motion there and the chordal changes here. So really make sure we're really comfortable with, you know, the form, 8-bar form, 12-bar form, 16-bar form, and knowing exactly where those pitches are going to be. For rhythm, all rhythm sections, I think, would behoove to spend a little time working with the director, just looking at the score and identifying where things mark up your part. You know, where do the trumpets come in? Where does the sax solo solely happen? Yeah, this is a tough chart, and I want you to continue working on it. But there was just it's a lot. It's a windy, what we call a windy blow for all the wind players, but especially the brass players. It's just a lot, and the sophisticated harmonic writing is really challenging right now. So we'll get there. We just need to spend more time with it. So maybe there can be some good ear training moments. But let's learn in the rhythm section. Let's learn the form. In that last section of that piece, you could go to mallets there and do more cymbal work and carry a little bit of what you need there rather than sticks. I think that might be a good idea. And I certainly encourage you to experiment with brushes. When you use brushes, you have to have a textured snare drum head. So it has a little like sand on the top, and it'll pick up the brush swirls for you. Yeah, more articulation on the end note, the short note. Yeah, I like the fact that you got other handheld percussion going on in there, and it's not overwhelming. It's still got good clarity, good transparency. I think just a couple of things for the cowbell. I think you're holding it correctly, so the bell, the biggest part of the cowbell is toward the bottom of the palm of your hand. But we want to take the butt of the stick, not the stick that has the bead on it, but the butt of it, the other end, and then hit the bottom of the cowbell on the bell itself. So you're getting more of a tonk, tonk, tonk sound. And then for the claves, when you're holding the clave that does not, when you're holding the clave that does not strike, in other words, the one that's handheld and not moving with the rhythm, you want to cup your hand as if you were trying to hold a fistful of water, and put the clave that doesn't move in the little crease between your fingernails and the fleshy part of your thumb. So you create a little acoustic chamber there. It's a nice berry sound. You know, the rhythm section on this chart and the first one I thought were very steady, which is great. I think, and it's not overwhelming. Yeah, nice little drum break here. This would be a great place for the cowbell. On every quarter beat, just on that little drum duet right there, that might be a nice place to just have the tonk going on the cowbell, and then out. You could also experiment with a wiro maybe here, zika 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 zika. Anything that give more variety. So, changing things up a little bit. A go-go bells might be interesting here. A kabaza.
I think you've got congas or timbales back there already, or maybe. Don't rush. Dee doo da 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 da. Don't let that rush. Yeah, good ending. Good energy on that last chart. And clearly, you know, more to hold on to. But your brass are really getting a good sound there. Really important in 2D rhythms that we're playing the same rhythm. It doesn't necessarily mean we're playing the same melodic line or harmonic line, that we're really agreeing 100% on our lengths of articulations and the sounds of articulations and holding out notes full value. And really good phrasing. I liked your selections. I think the second piece is a stretch, but I think it's valuable, and you should continue working on it. Rhythm section, nice job. You know, nice and solid. Let's learn the form of the tune in the rhythm section so that you've written in little cues on what's going on. So if we do get a little lost or ahead or behind, we can quickly get back on. Okay, thanks for coming today.